Esteemed viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today's program features an award-winning concept vehicle for humanitarian missions created by Brian Lee, a brilliant young designer from Melbourne, Australia.
Hi, my name is Brian Lee, and I actually recently graduated from Monash University studying industrial design in 2009. I created ANT, which stands for Aid Necessity Transporter, and basically it is a vehicle that transports medical supplies, food and water to disaster-stricken areas.
Final year students in industrial design are required to complete a major design project, and Brian chose to create a vehicle that could benefit humanity. In September 2010, Brian's Aid Necessities Transporter won a prestigious award in the Victorian Automotive Chamber of Commerce's Target 2020 competition.
I actually won the design award for the Target 2020 competition, and the brief was actually to design a vehicle for the year 2020, and it could be anything. The technology could be more advanced technology, but it's more about the idea of how vehicles can be like in the future.
Brian is keenly interested in using his design skills to assist others and identified a need for altruistic organizations like the United Nations to reach disaster areas with emergency relief more quickly and efficiently.
Well, I always believe that we need to, through design, help the world and actually make a difference in design. And at the start of the project, you know, on the news, there was a lot of natural disasters happening, and it seems like they were occurring more and more. So I think at that time, it was the best time to actually pursue this idea of designing something to actually address these issues. And through doing this, I think it actually really paid off, because I found a lot of problems that organizations currently face, whereas like they would use, say, conventional trucks to actually deliver supplies, and it's just not efficient enough. So I guess you can say through design, you can actually really answer a lot of problems that would actually eventually save human lives.
To create a truly suitable vehicle for serving disaster-affected areas, Brian enlisted the help of a United Nations peacekeeper who has been a part of relief missions.
Also at the beginning of the project, I actually fortunate enough to actually get in contact with a humanitarian soldier who was also a photographer for the United Nations. And so I was talking to him a lot, and he actually provided me a lot of details about how they work in the United Nations, what happens when, say, they need to deliver supplies, and what kind of problems they face a lot. And what was actually really lucky was that because he was a photographer as well, he supplied me with a lot of photos, which really gave me the feeling and the environment where they actually have to be in. So, like photos he provided me was vehicles getting stuck in unexpected terrain, or soldiers lining up to actually unload a vehicle, which took a lot of manpower and a lot of time. So yeah, I was very fortunate to actually get in contact with him and just getting a lot of insight and just the feeling of what they had to go through.
What would be some of the key differences between using ANT and a conventional truck to transport relief items to a disaster zone?
Conventional trucks, or the trucks they use these days, are slightly modified conventional vehicles, and one, either they'll be a lot slower. A lot of them have to actually travel on dedicated roads, and because of that, when they actually reach an unexpected situation, you know, they have to stop and they have to waste more time, maybe detour another route, or like or clean up the route to actually travel through it. So one is, I guess, all-terrain. Another one is efficiency. The way it actually loads up the supply is very different. For conventional trucks, they will actually have a lot of soldiers lined up, and they will slowly pass the packages one by one, and they will slowly store the supplies into the truck, which takes a lot of time. for this vehicle, you can actually load up a supply unit without the vehicle even there. So it just saves a lot of time.
What aspects of rescue work did Brian consider when developing the amp?
The aspects I had to consider was, of course, its environment that it would be traveling in. And, you know, there will be like really unexpected terrain. There'll be, you know, sand, and there'll be dirt and rubble and even water. So one big issue was to actually design a suspension or like a wheel design to actually address these problems. Another one would also be the aesthetics of it. As I said before, the vehicles they use currently was just conventional trucks, and aesthetically wise, they didn't look sturdy enough, or if someone that's in need sees their truck, the impact isn't as great. So I really wanted to concentrate on the aesthetics of it, where the function of it will actually be shown through its aesthetics in its mode. So in the rapid mode, if you look at it, you can already tell that it's fast, it's rapid, it's actually very agile. Whilst in the transport mode, when it's delivering the supplies, it looks very grounded, or like very authoritative. You know, when you see it, you're like, oh, you know, it's there, like the food's in there.
Brian now further explains the difference between the rapid and transport modes.
This vehicle right now is in rapid mode. As you can see, the headpiece rotates upwards 9 degrees, the supply unit is put on, and it becomes transport mode. When the supply unit is taken off, the headpiece rotates downwards again, and it becomes rapid mode. I'd like to talk about the turning. The vehicle is articulated, so for larger vehicles like a truck, it's better turning angles, and it allows for better maneuvering. In rapid mode, it is also the same turning angle. As you can see, the headpiece is actually overhang slightly. In rapid mode, the vehicle would drive in front of the supply unit. The vehicle will lower itself and reverse in like a forklift, and raise itself up, picking up the supply unit, becoming transport mode. The vehicle is able to lift itself up and lower itself, and as it travels along the ground, it will run along the contour of the road, giving it an all-terrain ability.
As he has a flair for forward-thinking solutions, Brian envisions that the Aid Necessities Transporter will be powered in a unique way.
I was actually thinking that it would be a fuel source like electric, and the fuel source itself will actually be inside each wheel, because these wheels will actually be pretty large. It will be about 1.4 meters high, and so the engines on each wheel will actually be pretty big. So therefore, I actually had enough space to actually implement the power source in each wheel as well as the motor.
An intriguing aspect of Brian's design is the clever incorporation of elements from nature.
Well, at the start of my project, I actually came across an ant documentary. And I was just watching it, and I was actually very amazed by the mentality and the system. So before I even started designing the aesthetics of my project, I actually designed the system through inspiration of the ants. I was inspired by how they traveled in groups to collect food, and they worked together to bring the food back, and the whole day they would just be going back and forth, and even though you can say they didn't carry a lot at a time, by being very efficient and going back and forth, you know, in the end they could gather a lot of food. So after the system was created, I started focusing more on, say, the aesthetics of the vehicle itself, and that actually led me to grab more inspiration from ants, since I was already getting inspiration from the system. You could say I got inspiration from its aesthetics through its six legs, how my vehicle has six wheels, or abdominal, like a supply unit, as you know, how insects have abdomens.
Another exceptional feature of the ant is that the supply unit can be deployed at the disaster area and then transform into instant temporary housing for a medical station, distribution center, or people in need.
The supply unit itself is actually 5.8 meters, but when transformed, its length actually gets to 11.6 meters. And the shape of it is semicircle, so the area inside is actually enough. Obviously, we travel in groups, and there will be actually a lot of supply units being left behind. When they're all opened, it will cater for a lot of people. Not everyone would end up fitting into one supply unit, you know, so it's more of like a team effort, you know, it's actually building more like a camp area.
What are the future prospects for turning this wonderful concept vehicle into reality?
In terms of, say, the system-wise of how the vehicle actually runs and about leaving, say, a supply unit at the destination, I think really could be implemented these days. But in the future, as technology grows, I wouldn't be surprised if something like this could actually be made and actually be used to actually aid humankind.
By his design of the Aid Necessities Transporter, we can see that Brian's noble and compassionate heart shines brightly and that he truly wishes to use his creative talents to help humanity. We respectfully applaud you, Brian Lee, for your innovative work. May you continue to use your imaginative skills to create even more high-level technological solutions for our planet's golden era. For more details on the Aid Necessities Transporter, please visit www.behance.net/Brian Lee or email Brian at brianlee86@hotmail.com. Thank you, caring viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May peace and harmony prevail in every nation across the world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.